This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا 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 وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. We continue بإذن الله تعالى our lessons. We are studying the Arabic language. We are going through the text دروس في الحديث والفقه. Lessons in ahadith and fiqh. ما شاء الله. We've completed the 20 ahadith and now we are going through lessons in fiqh. What does fiqh mean in Arabic? Fiqh means understanding. فهم understanding. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for Abdullah ibn Abbas, who was a boy at the time. Allahumma faqihhu fi al-deen wa 'allimhu al-ta'wil. Oh Allah, grant him the fiqh of the religion, the fiqh of the deen, which means understanding of the deen. Wa 'allimhu al-ta'wil, and grant him the understanding, the interpretation of the noble Quran, the tafsir of the noble Quran. So ya Abdullah, ya amat Allah, walhamdulillah, we've completed lesson 1, 2, 3, and 4. We covered matters pertaining to wudu, and then we discussed tayammum. We went through the description of ghusl, and then after that, the times, the awqat of the salawat, the times of the prayers, and also the number of rak'as in each prayer. Salatul Fajr, rak'atani, two rak'as. Salatul Dhuhr, arba'u rak'atin. Salatul Asri, أربع ركعات صلاة المغرب ثلاث ركعات and صلاة العشاء أربع ركعات والحمد لله. We discussed the times of those prayers, mashallah, tabarakallah. We now move on to lesson number 5, and the author states صفة الصلاة, the صفة, the description. We say, for example, صفات, the attributes, the description of something. The asma wa sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say to somebody, sif, describe X, Y, and Z for me. Sif hadha, describe this matter. So, sifatu salati, the description of what? Of the salah. Sifatu salati, sifatu salati, sifatu salati. Excellent, mashallah. So the author mentions here, yanwi as-salata, yanwi as-salata, the matter of intention. We need to have intention in our heart, in our qalb. Qalb is your heart. Yanwi as-salata, salata is the object, that's why it is mansub, it's got a fatha. Yanwi as-salata, we intend the prayer. So you are praying Salatul Fajr. You need to know in your heart, in your qalb, you need to be conscious of what you are praying. Jayid, you need to know this is a fard salah, this is a sunnah salah, and what distinguishes the sunnah from the fard, etc., it's your intention. Outwardly, the sunnah of Fajr and the fard of Fajr, outwardly, somebody looking at you, it looks the same. Two rak'as. What is the distinction between both of them? The matter of niyyah, the matter of intention. So, yanwi as-salata. You can add in brackets there, fil qalbi, in the heart. Do I need to say something on my tongue? Do I need to say something on my lisan? Do I have to say something on my lisan? Oh Allah, I am intending to pray two rak'as of salatul fajri behind this imam and facing towards the Qibla, the Kaaba. Do I need to say any of that? Inni nawaitu an usalli rak'ati. Do I need to say all of that? No, I don't need to say on any of that. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam wouldn't do that. The Sahaba didn't know about this matter here. And for example, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, etc., none of them mentioned this matter. Jayid? So ala kulli hal, we state that it suffices your intention in your heart. And how many a times the brother, he says, you know what, ya Imam, that I was praying two rak'as of Salatul Fajr, but by mistake I said that I am praying four rak'as of Salatul Fajr. The Imam will say to him, what did you have in your heart? He said, wallahi, I knew in my heart I was praying two rak'as. Khalas, what's in your heart is given preference. Brother says, I made a mistake and I said in my verbal intention, my verbal pronunciation of my intention, I said that I am praying four rak'as of Dhuhr, but it was four rak'as of Asr. But wallahi, I knew in my heart that it was Asr. The Imam will say to him, brother, don't worry. What you had in your heart is given preference. So that shows us at the end of the day, there's no point to verbalizing anything. It suffices what we have in our heart. Walhamdulillah, Jameel. The fact that you are conscious, you know what you are doing. Example, that when you wake up in the morning at 4:30 for Salatul Fajr, if somebody asked you, brother, what are you doing? Why are you waking up at 4:30? Brother, I want to pray Salatul Fajr. Khalas, you are conscious of what you are doing. You know what you are doing. When you jump in your car to go to work, you don't say, oh Allah, I'm now starting my car and I'm now going to work. You don't need to do that. You don't do that. Jaheed, so why suddenly for wudu and tayammum and ghusl and salah, you like want to inform Allah? One of the companions, he said to somebody, why are you doing this? Are you informing Allah? He says, no, I'm not informing Allah. Allah knew what I was going to do even before I did it. Khalas. So Allah knows. Are you informing yourself? He says, no, I know what I'm doing. So then there's no point to saying all of that. Yanwi as-salata fil qalbi. You intend the prayer in your heart. Walhamdulillah. Number two. Yastaqbilu al-qiblata. You face towards the qibla. You face the direction of the qibla. The qibla there, the Kaaba. You face towards Makkah al-Mukarrama. When you are there in the haram, you face the Kaaba directly, mashallah. Jayid. When you're anywhere else around in the world, then you face towards Makkah al-Mukarrama. Yastaqbilu al-qiblata. Jameen. So the qibla, remember, previously it used to be Masjid al-Aqsa, and then after that it was changed to where? Changed to Makkah al-Mukarrama, changed towards the Kaaba, walhamdulillah. Yastawi qa'iman, that you stand up straight, Jade. Yastawi qa'iman, you are standing. If you can stand, you have to stand in your fard prayers. As for your sunnah and your nafil prayers, you can sit, no problem. It's up to you, but you will get half the reward. But for your fard prayers, you have to stand. It is a pillar of the prayer, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. Sometimes you find the brother, he comes to the masjid, mashallah. He was walking to the masjid. But when he enters the masjid, subhanallah, he wants to sit on the chair and perform his salah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, you can stand. You have no excuse. You have to stand and pray. It's a pillar of the prayer. Yastaqbilu al-qiblata. Number three. Yastawi qa'iman. Qiyam, you are standing. Yawm al-qiyamah. The day of standing. The day of resurrection. Allah musta'an. Yarufa'u yadayhi. Rafa'a means to lift. To raise. Yarfa'u. He lifts what? Yadayhi. His two hands. Yarfa'u yadayhi. He lifts his two hands. Hadwa mankibayhi. Hadwa means like parallel, opposite to, alongside, next to, near, facing. Right? So hadwa mankibayhi. You lift up your two hands in line, in parallel, opposite, facing towards your shoulders. Mankibayhi, the two shoulders. Again. يَرْفَعُ يَدَيْهِ رَفَعَ يَرْفَعُ Lifting up the hands in salah, this is called رَفْعُ الْيَدَيْنِ. Imam al-Bukhari has a book on this topic, book of Juz رَفْعُ الْيَدَيْنِ, on the matter of رَفَعَ. رَفَعَ means to lift. يَرْفَعُ, he lifts. رَفْعُ الْيَدَيْنِ, يَدَيْنِ, two hands. So here they state, يَرْفَعُ يَدَيْهِ, he lifts his two hands, up to where? حَذْوَ, in line, in parallel, opposite, next to, مَنْكِبَيْهِ, next to the two shoulders. Your shoes are called حِذَاءٌ. Look at the word, حَذْوَ. حَذْوَ means alongside, next to, parallel. Your shoes, they operate in pairs, Jayid. Both of them go together. You don't leave one shoe in the east and one in the west, one in America and one in South America. No, they go together. They are parallel, they are alongside one another. Excellent. So that's why it's called حِذَاءٌ, because they are حَذْوَ, they are next to one another. يَرُفَعُ يَدَيْهِ حَذْوَ مَنْكِبَيْهِ أَوْ إِلَىٰ أَوْ إِلَىٰ فُرُوعِ أُذُنَيْهِ أَوْ So you can lift up your hands in line of your shoulders or slightly higher. فُرُوع أُذُنَيْهِ. فُرُوع is the upper portion. فَرْع, the upper portion of the ear. إِلَى فُرُوعِ أُذُنَيْهِ. Up to the upper portion of the ear. So the hands are lifted either in line of the shoulders or slightly higher, that your fingertips are in line with the upper portion of your ear. أو إِلَى, up to, فُرُوعِ أُذُنَيْهِ. أُذُنَيْهِ, the two ears. وَيُكَبِّرُ, يُكَبِّرُ. Say takbir. Allahu Akbar. يُكَبِّرُ, you say Allahu أكبر. جميل. One more time. يرفع يديه حذو منكبيه. Lift up the hands alongside the shoulders. أو إلى فروع أذنيه. Or up to the upper portion of the ear. ويكبر. You say الله أكبر. يضع. You put. وضع. He put. يضع. He is putting. يضع. He puts. Yadahu, his hand. He puts his hand, which hand? Al-yumna, yameen, yameen, your right hand, Jayid. Yada'u, yadahu al-yumna. He puts his right hand. Ala, on, yadihi al-yusra, on his left hand. So the right hand goes onto the left hand. Yada'u, yadahu al-yumna. Ala yadihi al-yusra. He puts his right hand on the yusra, on the left hand. Ala sadr, on the chest. On the chest, Jayid. So the author mentions the opinion that it is put, it is tied, the right hand goes on the left hand, and then you hold your hands here on the chest, Jayid. And this is one of the opinions on the mas'ala. You find that other ulama, they state, no, rather it is below the navel. Others state above the navel. Others state on the chest. Others state below the chest. Others, the Maliki scholars say, you don't tie the hands at all. You leave the hands on the side, Jayid. There are many opinions with regards to this mas'ala, and the ulama are in agreement that this matter of tying the hand, it is a matter of the sunnah. It's a matter of the sunnah. And so wherever you tied your hands, it is khair, it is barakah, it is good, no problem at all, walhamdulillah. In fact, technically, if somebody performed his salah and he tied his hand behind his back, for whatever reason, is his salah valid? Yes, his salah is valid. You shouldn't be doing that, but your salah is valid. Tying the hands in salah is a matter of the sunnah, Jayid. And where to tie is also another matter where there's great debate. Imam Ahmed riwayah from him that you tie wherever you want, wherever you are comfortable, whatever makes you happy. From amongst these options, you tie on the chest, below the chest, above the navel, below the navel, etc. All of them khair and barakah, insha'Allah. It's not a matter that we are supposed to be fighting and arguing and debating over, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Jayid. So again, yada'u. يضع يده اليمنى على يده اليسرى على الصدر. على الصدر. صدر is your chest. جيد. صدر is your chest. Then the author states, يقرأ. يقرأ. You recite. يقرأ دعاء الاستفتاح. دعاء الاستفتاح. You recite the دعاء of استفتاح. استفتاح. فتح. فتح means to open. استفتاح, the opening of the prayer. So for example, there's various options. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. That's one option. Another one. اللهم باعد بيني وبين خطاياي كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب إلى آخره. And so there's various options. The author mentions here again. يقرأ دعاء الاستفتاح. مثل, like, and so he mentions one. أن يقول, that you say, أن يقول, you say, سبحانك, سبحانك, glory be to Allah. Allah is above any type of imperfection. Allah is perfect, Jayid. سبحانك, اللهم, oh Allah, بحمدك وبحمدك, and by your praise, وتبارك, and blessed are you, وتبارك اسمك, and your names are blessed, وتعالى جدك, and your position position and your authority and your stature, it is raised and it is azim. وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكَ وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ. And there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful way to begin our salah if we understood the meaning. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكَ وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ. Subhanallah, powerful words. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, لا تقربوا الصلاة, don't come close to salah, وأنتم سكارى, when you are drunk, حتى تعلموا ما تقولون, until you know what you are saying. If this was the case with regards to the Sahaba in the early days of Islam, that you can drink whenever you want, but salah time you must not be drunk. Why? Because you don't know what you are saying if you are drunk. Jayid? One might argue that a companion who speaks Arabic, even though he's a bit tipsy, he's a bit drunk, if he performs salah, he might understand maybe 50%, 40%, 70% of his salah. Many of us, we don't know Arabic. We do not understand Arabic. We are not drunk. We begin salah, Allahu Akbar. We finish our salah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. But subhanallah, we've understood less with regards to our salah then maybe a drunk companion would have understood during the time of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that companion was told, it's not good enough. Come when you are sober. Subhanallah, Jayid. We're not drunk, but we understand less. We understood maybe 1%, 2%, 5% of our salah. Mushkila. We need to understand what we are saying in our salah. So here, beautiful dua. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka smuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. Then the author states, يَقْرَأُ سُورَةَ الْفَاتِحَةِ. The mother of the Quran. الْكِتَابِ. الْكِتَابِ. The mother of the book. يَقْرَأُ سُورَةَ الْفَاتِحَةِ. يَقْرَأُ سُورَةَ الْفَاتِحَةِ. الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ until the end. يَقْرَأُ سُورَةَ الْفَاتِحَةِ وَسُورَةً أُخْرَى. And another surah. So you recite Surah Al-Fatiha and then another surah, any of the surahs from the Noble Quran, and the author states, O ma yatayassara minha, O anything whatever is easy from the Noble Quran. Maybe a few verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. You don't have to read the whole Surah Al-Baqarah. O ma yatayassara, whatever is easy, whatever has yusr, whatever is easy for you. O ma yatayassara minha, from it, from the Noble Quran. Jameel. يُكَبِّرُ. Then يُكَبِّرُ, you say Allahu Akbar. يُكَبِّرُ وَيَرْفَعُ يَدَيْهِ, and you lift up the hands. وَيَرْكَعُ, and then you go down into ruku. So remember, this lifting up the hands at the beginning of salah, many of the ulama state that you do this lifting of the hands at the beginning of salah and also before you go down into ruku, and once you return and you stand up after the ruku, it's called رَفْعُ الْيَدَيْهِ. So many of the ulama state you do this, that they state that this is a matter of the sunnah. The Hanafi scholars state, no, you don't do this here. They say it's not a matter of the sunnah. Ala kulli hal, this is not a major issue at all. Walhamdulillah. So the author mentions again, يُكَبِّرُ وَيَرْفَعُ يَدَيْهِ, and you lift up your hands. وَيَرْكَعُ, and you make ruku, you bow. ويقول, and you say سبحان ربي العظيم ثلاثا, three times. سبحان ربي العظيم, سبحان ربي العظيم, سبحان ربي العظيم, three times. Don't rush. Then يقوم ويرفع يديه, and then you stand up once again, you lift up your hands, the رفع اليدين, one more time. ويقول, and you say سمع الله لمن حمده. Allah hears the one who praises him. Sami'a, he heard. Who heard? Allah heard. Liman, to who? Hamidahu, to the one who praised him. And then what do? You praise Allah. Rabbana walakal hamd. Rabbana walakal hamd. You can say, Allahumma rabbana walakal hamd. Allahumma rabbana lakal hamd. You can say, Rabbana lakal hamd. Rabbana walakal hamd. All of them allowed. Then, يكبر ويسجد. And then you say الله أكبر and you go down into prostration, into سجدة. ويقول and you say in your سجدة سبحان ربي الأعلى, سبحان ربي الأعلى. Allah is glorified and above any type of imperfection, and Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the most high. When you are right down there at the bottom, when your face is on the ground, you praise Allah the most high. سبحان ربي الأعلى, سبحان ربي الأعلى, سبحان ربي الأعلى. ثلاثا, three times. يكبر ويجلس ويقول. Then you say الله أكبر and you sit up. ويقول and you say ربي اغفر لي, ربي اغفر لي, oh Allah forgive me, oh Allah forgive me. Between my two sajdas we say ربي اغفر لي, ربي اغفر لي. Then يكبر ويسجد ثانية. Then you say الله أكبر and you make the second sajda. يسجد ثانية, the second time. ويقول and you say سبحان ربي الأعلى, سبحان ربي الأعلى, سبحان ربي الأعلى. Three times is good, one time is minimum inshallah, and more the merrier بإذن الله تعالى. And you should make dua in your sajda, make dua in your sajda. Our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make dua in his sajda. He would say يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. Oh, the one who controls the hearts, make my heart firm upon this deen. Allahumma ista'an. Then يكبر ويقوم للركعة الثانية. Then you say Allahu Akbar and then you stand up for your second rak'ah. So one rak'ah is done, one unit is done, you stand up for your second unit of the prayer. Then the author states هذه رك'atun, this is a rak'ah, we have completed a rak'ah, one unit. ويصلي الركعة الثانية كما صلى الأولى. You pray the second rak'ah as you prayed the first rak'ah. ويصلي, يصلي الركعة الثانية. You prayed the second rak'ah. Rak'ah is feminine, so الثانيه is also feminine. كما صلى الأولى, like you prayed the first rak'ah. وبعد السجدة الثانية, and after the second sajda, so in your second rak'ah, after the second sajda, then what happens? وبعد السجدة الثانية يجلس للتشهد. Jade, you sit down for your tashahud. So we're talking about a two-unit prayer here, like our Fajr Salah or two rak'ahs of Sunnah. وَبَعْدَ السَّجْدَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ, after your second sajda in the second rak'ah, يَجْلِسُ لِلتَّشَهُدِ, you sit down for your tashahud. وَبَعْدَ ذَلِكَ يُسَلِّمُ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ, and after the tashahud, you make salam to the right-hand side. يُسَلِّمُ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وعن يساره, and on his left. ويقول and you say, جيد, what do you say? السلام عليكم ورحمة الله, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. جميل, excellent, ما شاء الله, جميل. So the author then mentions هذا في الصلاة الثنائية, this is in a two unit prayer. هذا في الصلاة الثنائية, in a two-unit prayer. أما في غيرها, as for other prayers, three rak'ahs or four rak'ahs, etc. فيقوم بعد التشهد, you stand up after the تشهد. فيقوم بعد التشهد ليتم الصلاة, to complete the prayer. You stand up after the tashahud, after at-tahiyyat, Allahu Akbar, you will stand up and you will do your third rak'ah and then eventually your fourth rak'ah, etc. as per required. Then the author mentions, وَيُصَلِّي كَمَا صَلَّى فِي رَكَعَتَيْنَ الْأُولَيَيْنَ, and then you will pray in the third rak'ah and in that fourth rak'ah, just like how you prayed in your first and second rak'ah, insha'Allah. وَيُصَلِّي كَمَا صَلَّى فِي رَكَعَتَيْنَ الْأُولَيَيْنَ ثُمَّ يَجْلِسُ لِلتَّشَهُدِ الْأَخِيرِ, and then you will sit for the final tashahud at the end of the prayer. في نهاية الصلاة, at the end of the prayer. وبعد قراءة التشهد, and after التشهد, after you have done التحيات لله والصلوات, which is coming up inshallah. So after the تشهد, جيد, then يصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we will say the التحيات or the تشهد. Then درود on our رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, صلوات upon the رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. يصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم يتعوذ بالله and then you make dua, you seek Allah's protection من عذاب جهنم from the punishment of جهنم ومن عذاب القبر and from the punishment of the grave, the قبر ومن فتنة المحيا and the fitna which is around while I am alive والممات and the fitan and the trials after death ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال and from the fitna of دجال الله مستعان ثم يدعو and then you make دعاء. So let's see again in our final تشهد we will make number one تشهد which is التحيات لله والصلوات then we will make صلوات upon the رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم then we will seek Allah's protection from the punishment of جهنم from the punishment in the grave from the fitna during our time while we are alive the fitna after death the fitna of دجال and then we will make دعاء whatever دعاء we want to make inshallah Allah. ثم يدعو بما شاء for whatever dua you want to make, you make. ثم يسلم عن يمينه وعن يساره and then you make salam to your right. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Salam to the right and the left. Then the author mentions صيغة التشهد, the description, the manner of making this تشهد. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله Excellent. So that's the تشهد صيغة الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم As for the manner of the salawat upon the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم There are many One of them is اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد آل means family آل محمد family of محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم As you have sent salawat upon Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد والحمد لله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله With that we have completed the passage ما شاء الله تبارك الله This is a two-unit prayer A quick description of it والحمد لله Let us begin the tamarin, the exercises Number one صف الركعة الأولى من الصلاة. Describe the first ركعة of the prayer. The first ركعة of the prayer. جيد. Let's describe that ركعة إن شاء الله. So we will cover from the beginning. ينوي الصلاة. يستقبل ينوي الصلاة ثم then يستقبل القبلة ثم يستوي قائما. You stand straight. ثم يرفع يديه حذو منكبيه then you lift up your hands when it is parallel to your shoulders أو إلى فروع أذنيه or up to the upper portion of the ear ويكبر and you say الله أكبر ثم يضع يده اليمنى على يده اليسرى على الصدر and then you tie the right hand over the left hand on the chest يقرأ دعاء الاستفتاح you recite the دعاء of استفتاح the beginning the opening of the prayer and you say ثم يقول سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك ثم يقرأ سورة الفاتحة وسورة أخرى you recite سورة الفاتحة and another سورة أو ما تيسر منها أو whatever is easy to recite ثم يكبر ويرفع يديه and then you say الله أكبر and you lift up your hands if you are making رفع اليدين جيد ويركع and then you make ركوع ويقول سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم three times ثم يقوم ويرفع يديه then you stand up And then you lift up your hands if you are doing so. وَيَقُولُ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ ثُمَّ يُكَبِّرُ وَيَسْجُدُ Then you say Allahu Akbar and you make your sajda prostration. وَيَقُولُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى ثَلَاثًا Three times. ثُمَّ يُكَبِّرُ وَيَجْلِسُ وَيَقُولُ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي Then you sit between the two sajdas and you say, oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah, forgive me. And then your second sajda, ثُمَّ يُكَبِّرُ وَيَسْجُدُ ثَانِيَةً وَيَقُولُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى ثَلَاثًا. MashaAllah. That is one unit of the prayer. That is one rak'ah of the prayer, inshaAllah. Jameel, question number two. إِلَى مَا, up to where? Up to where? إِلَى, up to. مَا, where? إِلَى مَا. يَرُفَعُ الْمُصَلِّي, up to where does the musalli, the person who is praying, إِلَى مَا يَرُفَعُ الْمُصَلِّي, up to where does the musalli lift يَدَيْهِ, his hand, عِنْدَ التَّكْبِيرِ, when he is making takbir, up to where? You can say, إِلَى حَذْوَ مَنْكِبَيْهِ, up to parallel in line of the shoulders, أو إلى فروع أذنيه, or up to the upper portion of the ear, inshallah, the أذن, the ear. Number three, أين يضع يديه في القيام, أين يضع, where does he put يديه, his two hands, في القيام, when he is standing. جواب, يضع يديه على الصدر, يضع يديه على الصدر, he puts his hand on the chest, or تحت السرة, under the navel, or فوق السرة, or above the navel. جميل. Number four, ماذا يقول في الركوع, ماذا يقول في الركوع, ماذا يقول في الركوع, what does he say in the ركوع؟ جواب, يقول سبحان ربي العظيم ثلاثا. Three times he says, سبحان ربي العظيم, سبحان ربي العظيم. Number five, ماذا يقول عند القيام, what does he say when he stands, عند القيام, when he stands, من الركوع, from the ركوع. What do you say when you stand from the ركوع, when you stand up after the ركوع, what do you say? سمع الله لمن حمد ربنا ولك الحمد, that's what we say, سمع الله لمن حمد ربنا ولك الحمد. So you can give the answer, يقول, he says, سمع الله لمن حمد ربنا ولك الحمد. Excellent. Number six, ماذا يقول في السجود, what do you say in your prostration, in your سجدة؟ يقول سبحان ربي الأعلى ثلاثا, يقول سبحان ربي الأعلى ثلاثا, he says سبحان ربي الأعلى three times. ماذا يقول عندما يجلس, what does he say when he sits, بين السجدتين, between the two سجدات, ماذا يقول عندما يجلس بين السجدتين, what do you say when you sit between the two sajdas, ماذا يقول عندما يجلس بين السجدتين, what do you say when you are seated between the two sajdas, يقول ربي اغفر لي, ربي اغفر لي. Take note, this explanation here is a very simplified explanation. There's many other du'as, etc. that you can find in the books of the sunnah, walhamdulillah. Example, ربي اغفر لي وارحمني وعافني وارزقني, etc. The next question, ماذا يقول عندما يجلس للتشهد, what do you say when you are sitting for تشهد, يقول التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات, السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته, السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ثم يقول, and then you say, اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد, اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. So the tashahud, then the salawat upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the ta'awud, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabi jahannam, wa a'udhu bika min azabi al-qabr, wa a'udhu bika min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat, wa a'udhu bika min fitnati al-masih al-dajjal. You should make this dua, Jayid, and then whatever other dua you know, you can make, insha'Allah. So three things, the tashahud, salawat upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there was various du'as after that, insha'Allah. كم تسليمة, كم تسليمة, how many تسليمز, how many سلامز يسلم في نهاية الصلاة, how many سلامز do you make at the end of the صلاة. جواب, يسلم تسليمتين, يسلم تسليمتين, يسلم تسليمتين, he makes two سلامز. جيد, يسلم تسليمتين. جيد, ثم يسلم عن يمينه وعن يساره, on his right and on his left. Number 10. اكتب دعاء من أدعية الاستفتاح. Write down the دعاء of استفتاح. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. You should memorize that. جيد. Excellent. So write it down. And then ba, hat, provide, give. ماضي الأفعال الآتية. Provide the past tense for the following verbs. يرفع. يرفع, he is lifting. رفع is the past tense. رفع يرفع, رفع يرفع. Repeat. أعد. رفع يرفع, رفع يرفع. يقوم, he is standing. قام يقوم, قام يقوم, قام يقوم, قام, he stood. قام يقوم. يكبر. كبر يكبر, كبر يكبر, كبر يكبر, كبر يكبر. يركع, يركع, he is making ركوع, he is bowing. ركع, ركع, ركع يركع, ركع يركع, يركع يركع, ركع يركع. Excellent. يسجد, سجد يسجد, سجد يسجد, سجد يسجد, سجد يسجد. سبحان الله, how many an individual they passed away in sujood. سبحان الله. أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد. The closest a person is to Allah when they are in prostration. We ask Allah to grant us death when we are in prostration. What a good husnul khatima. What a good end, mashaAllah. يسلم, سلم يسلم, سلم يسلم, سلم يسلم. يضع, يضع, past tense. وضع, وضع, he put. يضع, he is putting. وضع, يضع, وضع, يضع, وضع, يضع. Excellent. We find, for example, a hadith which is موضوع. موضوع means it was put there. It was placed there. It was put there. It is a fabricated hadith. This hadith is موضوع. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said it. Rather, somebody came along and put it there. Not said by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but rather, it was put there. Meaning, it is a fabricated hadith موضوع. هات جمع الأسماء الآتية. The plural of the following. دعاء, دعاء, one دعاء, many. أدعية, 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 أدعية. One سورة, many سور. سين, واو, and را. سور, سور, سور. Excellent. سور. منكب, منكب is shoulder, and plural would be مناكب, مناكب, مناكب. Excellent. والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. So يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, we've covered in lesson number 4 the times of the prayers, أوقات الصلوات. We also covered the number of ركعات in the salah, and in this lesson we went through the صفة الصلاة, the description of the prayer. والحمد لله. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us خير and baraka. We ask Allah to forgive our sins that we've committed in the darkness of the night and in the brightness of the day. Those sins that nobody knows about except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah, as is mentioned there between the two sajdas, that we say, Rabbi ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli. Oh Allah, you forgive me. Oh Allah, you forgive me. Oh Allah, you forgive me. People don't know. Oh Allah, but you forgive me. Allah musta'an. Until we meet again, barakallahu feekum, hayyakum Allah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.